Tuesday night marks the key moment in the presidential campaign, the first debate between George Bush and Al Gore. And as soon as it's over, the pundits will be busy telling you who won and who lost.
Weekend Edition popular culture commentator Stephen Stark.
But you don't really need the Sam Donaldsons or Bill Schneiders to make those interpretations for you. Instead, apply these three time-honored rules of political debates and judge for yourself. First, TV debates are not really so much about substance. It's about delivering the sound bites that voters remember, and not coincidentally, end up getting played endlessly in the news accounts afterwards. Even today, people remember Ronald Reagan with his "there you go again," and "are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" Or Lloyd Benson's retort to Dan Quayle, "Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." Deliver one of these lines, and you're home free. Second, and somewhat sadly, as many candidates have lost debates with gaffes as have won them with brilliant lines. What tends to qualify as a gaffe, by the way, is a statement that reinforces voters' worst fears about you. Gerald Ford solidified doubts about his intelligence by liberating Poland in the second debate with Jimmy Carter in 1976, just as Michael Dukakis in 1988 confirmed the notion that he was something of an emotionless automaton by reacting to a question about the hypothetical murder and rape of his wife with a droning recitation of his views on the death penalty. I think a gaffe this time would be any answer that reinforced the idea that George Bush doesn't have the brains for the job, or that Al Gore is too arrogant and distant to relate to common voters. Finally, debates aren't usually won or lost in a traditional sense. Rather, the aim for each participant is to achieve the goals he needs to advance his candidacy. Overall themes count far more than specific answers. For Bush, his main goal Tuesday is to cross the threshold of acceptability. Like John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan before him, this will be the moment that voters first judge Bush as a potential president. Is he sober, in command, presidential for lack of a better term? Bush also needs to make an argument that voters can remember as to why it's time for a change. As for Gore, his task is to convince voters that he has a human personal side that's too often missing on the stump, and that his positions are grounded in passion, not political expediency. A combative, overly political Al Gore Tuesday night is unlikely to win a lot of votes. Those are the criteria. Now, you be the pundit.
The comments of Stephen Stark are a regular feature of our program.